identity as Christ, we're taking our thought from Philippians chapter 3. We'll turn there tonight, but we've seen thus far that Christianity or the Christian life is more than a mere belief, more than a thought process, more than even a conviction, more than the teachings of Christ, more than the practice of truth, more than church, more than obedience, more than commitment. It's all of those things, but more than that, it is Christ. And that's something we must not lose sight of. It's living life, realizing the excellency and the supremacy of Christ. We've seen that it's a life with roots to Christ, is inseparable from Christ. It is a life with roots back to Jesus saved me. So no matter how you look at the Christian life, it's never apart from Christ. Never. Not one single aspect is apart from Christ. Tonight we want to look at Christianity as a life calling. It's more than just a religion. It's calling. It's who we are. In Philippians 3, verse 14, Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Again, Christianity has its roots to salvation. You cannot separate salvation from Jesus Christ. There is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. And the Christian life begins with the call unto salvation. In our unsaved condition, we were held in the chains and the grip of spiritual death. We could not break those chains. We could not give ourselves life. The church could not give us life. No individual could give us life. We were helpless. We were in bondage to Satan. We were imprisoned and held in the chains of sin and evil and wickedness. We were held in the chains of corruption, and guilt, and error, and ignorance, and sorrow, and misery, and danger. We were in a state of condemnation, a state of alienation from God, estrangement from God, a state of enmity, and a state of spiritual bankruptcy. In other words, we had nothing. We had nothing to offer unto God for our soul. We were hopelessly and helplessly trapped in the depths of darkness. New Testament teaches that we sat in darkness, we walked in darkness, we were covered in darkness, we were full of darkness, and we lived the life of a sinner against God. To summarize all that, we read in Ephesians 2, verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ. And that's how we lived our life, without Christ. And those two words, without Christ, speak of the greatest deficiency that there is. No greater deficiency than to be without Christ. Yet there are those who profess to be saved, and their brand of Christianity is apart from Christ. In other words, they're still living that life without Christ. There's just not enough words in the human language to describe the depth of without Christ. But for you and I that are saved, while we are in that condition, there came a call. There came a call from God. It is an effectual call. We read in Hebrews 3, verse 1, that we are partakers of the heavenly calling. And that call is pictured many ways in the Old Testament, and it's spoken of many times in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, we see that God is faithful, by whom ye were called. By whom ye were called. And we were called when we were in that condition that we've just described. Galatians 5, verse 13, ye have been called. And in 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, who, referring to God, hath called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That verse is pretty clear. In 2 Peter 2, verse 9, who hath called you? So each of those verses speak of a call. A call that we received when we were in our unsaved state. It was a call to come to Christ. It was a call to come to Christ in salvation. And now here in Philippians 3, verse 14, Paul refers to the high calling of God, which was in Christ Jesus. There is no higher calling. There is no greater calling than the call to salvation. But it is also a call to live a peculiar life. This call to salvation is a parallel calling. The call that we received in the salvation of our souls is not limited to salvation. It is a call that carries over in the life. That is, if you've been saved, that is going to carry over into your life. And if it doesn't, James talks about that in James chapter 2, a dead faith. A dead faith cannot save you. Salvation transfers over to life. So it is a call that should continue to have a drawing upon our souls. When the Lord called us in salvation, He drew our souls to Himself. He imparted life. He drew our souls to Himself. That call carries over to life. There is a continual drawing to Christ. It was a permeating call. The salvation call that came to us while we were in the prison house affected our entire imprisonment. It was a call that affected our entire being. There was not a single part of us that was not affected by that call. It had widespread ramifications. And today, that call encompasses our entire life as a saved individual. Again, it's a call that carries over into life, and it encompasses our entire life. It is a call that extends to every stage of life. We're in different stages of life, and we will continue to be as long as we live. But that call carries over into every stage of life. It covers every position in life. It covers every circumstance in our life. It is a permeating call. And again, it is to be revealed in the way that we live. It is a purposeful call. Romans 8:28, the called according to His purpose. The Lord, when He called us in salvation, did so on purpose. And He did so with a purpose. It was not a random call. It was a call to individuals. It was a call with a purpose. In other words, God called us with an intention, and it was according to His plan. And this call continues throughout our life. Doesn't matter what life entails. We are to live life with this in our mind, that God called us on purpose and with a purpose. That is to carry over into my life. In other words, we are to live life with God's purpose in mind. Whether it be our church lives, whether it be our everyday public lives, whether it be our married lives, whether it be our family lives, whether it be our work life, we are to live life with God's purpose in mind. We have a call that gives us a purpose in life, gives us a God purpose in life. Every child of God has a very definite purpose in life. And again, it covers every aspect of our life. Doesn't matter the stage, it doesn't matter the position, it doesn't matter the circumstance. We have a God purpose, a God function, a God occupation, and that is to bring glory to the one who saved our souls. That's Christianity. It's an unchangeable call. We read in Romans 11, 29, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." In other words, God doesn't change his mind. God doesn't go back on that call to salvation. God does not change his calling, our call to salvation, which again extends throughout our entire life, is an abiding call. It does not change. We have been called, again, to fulfill a function, to have an occupation, to do business, to do God's business, to bring glory to God, to serve God with our life, to live life for Him. And though life is filled with many changes and many seasons and different scenes and different chapters, the calling remains the same. We are to live for Christ. Jesus saved me, and that carries over into our life. And nothing in life changes that calling. Disease doesn't change it. Financial problems, whatever the problem might be, does not change this call to live for Christ. Life does not determine our calling. The Lord's already called us. Life does not determine that calling. God's already determined such. God's already determined what our calling is, and it's to live for Christ. And we are to live that always. It's a holy calling. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, "Who hath called us with a holy calling." In salvation, it was a call that set us apart. It was a call that set us apart from sin. It was a call that set us apart from sin unto Him. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, "It is a call out of darkness into His marvelous light." It is a call out of, a call into. It is a call out of sin into or unto Christ. In other words, it is a call that makes a manifest difference. The call to salvation made a manifest difference in our life. And that is to carry over into our life. Our lives are to manifest that the Lord has made a difference in our life. Our life, it's not a manifestation that we got religion. It's a manifestation that the Lord saved our soul. And again, that's to carry on throughout our life. It is a call that is made an inward, outward, and eternal difference. And our lives are to do, that calling carries over into our lives. There's to be an inward difference, an outward difference, and certainly there is an internal difference. The effectual call of salvation was, again, a call from sin to God, a call from darkness to light. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, it is a call unto holiness, our call of salvation. And it is a call that continues throughout our life. We're still being called. unto holiness. No matter what the occasion, no matter what the circumstance, our call unto holiness still stands. It's a calling from the profane. It's a calling to the sacred. It's a holy calling. And that's our life calling. So we see it's permeating. It's with purpose. It's unchangeable. It's sacred. The call of salvation, and that carries over into our life. It is a heavenly calling. Again, Hebrews 3, verse 1, we are called partakers of the heavenly calling. That it's heavenly means that it's unique. There's nothing like it. That's true of the call of salvation. And again, that call carries over into our lives. It is a call that's remarkable. If it's heavenly, it's remarkable. It's noteworthy. There was nothing mundane. There was nothing ordinary about the call that went forth in salvation. And there's nothing mundane or ordinary about our life calling, which is Christ. We are called to live a unique life. We are called to live an extraordinary life, a life apart from the norm. Being a heavenly calling, it's something that takes priority over all else. Go back to the day when you received the calling of salvation. Whatever else was going on in your life at that moment, it didn't matter. Nothing mattered. The only thing that mattered was that call. It took priority over everything. That calling is to carry over into our life. The spiritual is to take priority over everything. It can't slip to number two, as we saw Sunday. The results will be disastrous. It has to stay number one. It's a calling of priority. In other words, it's our main calling. Your job is not your main calling, whatever that might be. Your main calling is to serve the Lord. Our greatest commitment is to be to the Lord. We love our families. We're committed to our families. But our greatest commitment is to be to the Lord. You can have a commitment to a job, but your greatest commitment is to the Lord. There's no greater commitment, there's no greater concern than the spiritual. So, Christianity is not our only calling, but it certainly is our main calling. And there aren't a whole lot of people that believe that. There's a lot of people that will give lip service to that, but their life broadcasts otherwise. It's to be the emphasis of our life. It's the point of everything else. Christ saved me. That's the point of everything else that we do in life. Whatever else we might do. Someone might be a plumber. Someone might be a secretary. Whatever. The main point of your life is Christ saved me. And that is to carry over into your life. Again, Paul refers to it as the high calling of God. It's what matters the most. It's what matters the most. It's what determines our life. This high calling. It's a powerful call. Contrary to what most believe, not here, but in the religious world, the call of salvation was not a plea for us to please accept the Lord. It was a powerful call. It was effectual. It penetrated through the grave of spiritual death. It was powerful. It was a call that pierced through all the dense darkness It was a call that had to pierce through all of our ignorance. It was a call that bore through the walls of our imprisonment and reached us in our alienation, reached us in our estrangement from God. It was a call that reached all the way down into the depths of sin and alienation and helplessness. It was a call that overpowered us, overpowered our heart, drew our will to embrace Christ. It was a call that resulted in deliverance and restoration and reclamation. It was a call that overpowered our entire being. We can go back to that day. It was a call that overpowered our entire being. And it was a call that drove us to our knees. And was a call that drew our attention to the Lord. Nothing else mattered. Wherever you were that day, whoever else might have been around, it didn't matter. It was a call that drew our attention to Him. It was a call that caused us to look to Him. It was a call that caused us to come to Him. It was a call that caused us to cast all of our sin upon Him. From all of this, we see that it is a call, or it was a call that resulted in radical and dramatic change. It was powerful. And again, that call continues throughout our life. It's something we can't get away from. Again, Paul referred to it at least three times. On the road to Damascus, and he said, "I am Jesus." He couldn't get away from that. He couldn't get away from the one who saved his soul. So this is a call that has a lasting impact upon us. It was so powerful that it impacts the rest of our life. It didn't just impact that day that we were saved. It impacts our entire being and impacts every single day. It becomes a driving force in our life. That's what we mean by Christianity. That's not most people's definition. But Christ is a driving force in the life. It's a call that had a powerful effect upon our thoughts. The day the Lord called us to salvation, our thinking was changed at that moment. That's to carry over into our lives. We don't think the same anymore. We don't think like the world. It had an effect upon our attitude. The day the Lord called us to salvation, our attitude was changed. Our outlook was changed. Our actions were changed. Our day was changed. Our life was changed. And again, all of this carries over into our lives. And it is the realization of this calling that enables us to loosen our grip on the things of the world and yield to Christ. This calling is powerful. It is the realization of our calling that prevents us from assigning a false value to the things of the world. You see, any time we choose the carnal over the spiritual, we have assigned a false value to that which is carnal. We've also assigned a false value to that which is spiritual. But it's the remembrance of this calling, the realization of this calling, that keeps us from assigning a false value and helps us to concentrate our effort and energy on what our life is all about. So we are to live our calling. The Lord called us when He saved us, and we are to live that calling. It is a call to live for Christ. That's our life calling, to live for Christ. We are called not to become our surroundings. We're not to become our surroundings, whether it be in our thoughts, whether it be in our actions, whether it be in our attitudes. Our call is to live for Christ. We're called to live godly lives in a godless culture. We are called to live God-identified lives in a godless culture. We are called to live Christian lives in an anti-Christ world. Everything in this world is opposed to our calling. Everything in this world resists our calling. Everything in this world tells us that we are foolish to follow our calling. We're called to live beaming the life of Christ into the darkness of society. Yes, society is dark and it's becoming darker by the day. But that gives you and I, the saved, an opportunity to be a light in a dark world. The truth is, most who profess Christianity have become the darkness. They are the darkness. They are still in the darkness. They give forth no light. It's our calling to give forth light. Wherever God has put us on a job or school or wherever it might be, a neighborhood, we're called to be a light. Wherever it is that God has put us. And God doesn't put us all in the same place. He puts us in various places throughout the day so that we can each be a light. We are called to live radical lives for Christ. Radical lives is to follow Christ, to deny self and to follow Christ. That's radical in today's world. But that's our calling. Our calling is not to live like the world. Our calling is to live radical lives for Christ. To live God-penetrating lives. To live lives that have some spiritual impact. Whether people agree with us or not, that's really not the issue. We're to be light. We're called to live lives that exceed mere religion. Religion, for the most part, is wicked. It's evil. We are not called to be religious. We are called to be spiritual. There is a difference. And the life that we're called to live goes far beyond religion. It is a life just like Job that baffles Satan. Satan was certain that if he would lose everything, that Job would curse God. And Job didn't. Instead, he praised God. And that baffled Satan. It baffled everyone. It baffled Job's wife. And we ought to live lives that our calling is to live a life that baffles Satan and the world. We're called to live spiritually thriving lives. We're not here just to survive. We're here to live spiritually thriving lives. That's our calling. That's our purpose. Ephesians 4, verse 1, if you turn there, it says, walk, that is, live and conduct yourself worthy, that is, becoming of, suitable to, in a manner fitting of the vocation. Vocation is a function. It's our occupation. It's our business. The vocation wherewith, by means of which, you're called. We are to live our vocation. Vocation that we were called to. Walk worthy of our vocation. That began the day the Lord saved our soul. That became our vocation. That became our purpose From that day forward, it should be our purpose to live for His praise and His glory. Our vocation entails a lot of things, too numerous to mention, but it entails loving the Lord supremely. That's our calling. That's our vocation. Don't allow anyone to interfere with that. Don't allow anyone to take the place of Christ. If someone says it's me or Christ, you shouldn't even have to think about it. It should be Christ. It is to live dying to sin. Every day we're to die to sin. It's to live, our vocation is to be crucified to the world. That's our vocation. That's our business. Yes, we have other businesses. We have other things to do. I understand that. But this is the main thing. This is our main calling. To live by faith. That's our calling. It's our calling to trust Him. To serve Him. To submit to Him. To obey Him. To thank Him. This is our calling. People will say, I've got so much to do today. Yes, you do. In the spiritual realm, you have more than you can possibly do. This is our calling. This is our calling. We're to worship Him. We're called to. It's our vocation. To worship the Lord. To live in fellowship with Him. Our calling is a call to Him. It is a call to Christ. That's what it was in salvation. It was a call to Christ that carries over into our life. Our life is to be unto Christ. It's a call to draw close to Him. That's to be our life. It's a call to pursue Him. That's to be our life. It's a call to look to Him and to be fully committed to Him. That's to be our life. That is our life calling. And we're not to allow anything to get in the way of that. We're not to allow anything to take priority over this calling. Again, it extends into every facet of our life. This is our vocation. It's true in our church lives. It's true in our public life. It's true in our married life, our family life, our work lives. This is our calling. Life is not about life. It's about a calling. And we're called unto Christ. Life is not about the happenings of life. Because regardless of the happenings of life, it does not change our calling. Life is not about the so-called achievements of life. Life is about a calling. A calling that involves Jesus Christ. A vocation from God. And again, life and circumstances do not determine our vocation. God has already determined that. We are going to live for Him. So the call we received at the salvation of our souls is not limited to our salvation experience. But it is a call that carries over into our life. And everything in life is to center around this calling. Everything. Everything is to center around this calling. It is a calling that gives us a foundation on which to base our decisions. A lot of people would not make the decisions they make if they realize their main calling, which is Christ. So this calling gives us a basis upon which we can make our decisions. You can make a list of pros and cons. Go ahead and do that if you want. You're wasting your time. Well, go ahead and do it. There's only one thing that matters. You take all the pros and all the cons, there's only one thing that matters, and that's God's will. That's the only thing that matters. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if you've got 105 cons and one pro. Doesn't matter. Or vice versa. Our calling is what matters. It gives us a foundation to allocate our time. It gives us a foundation to use our resources. Our calling does this. It's the realization of this calling, again, that keeps everything in perspective. And it also helps us to concentrate our effort on what's important. What we consider our main calling. What do you consider your main calling? Well, my main calling is to be a good husband. No, that's not your main calling. You're to be a good husband, but that's not your main calling. To be a good wife, that's not your main calling. To be a good grandparent, that's not your main calling. You follow your main calling, you'll be all those things. But our main calling determines where I live, determines how I live, determines the decisions I make and the choices that we make. So if we're truly going to serve the Lord, we have to know what our main calling is in life. And it's sad that a lot of God's people do not have a clue what their main calling is. And I'll tell you right now, once you realize that your main calling is the Lord, you'll be happy. There's joy in that. There's happiness. You can follow the money if you want to, but you won't be happy. You follow the Lord, you'll be happy. You can follow your grandchildren all over the country. That's not what will bring happiness. What will bring happiness is following the Lord. That's your main vocation. And again, if we follow our main vocation, then we'll be what we ought to be for our family, for our employers. Our main calling determines what we live for. We can say what our main calling is, but our life declares what we consider our main calling. Because our main calling is what matters most. It's the most important thing. So again, Christianity is a calling. Paul said again in Ephesians 4, verse 1, I beseech you, I plead with you, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Christianity is a life calling. It's who we are. It's who we are. And it's Christ. And we are to live life, a life that is becoming of that call to salvation. Our life is to be becoming of that call. So we do have a calling. Yes, we all do different things in the world. People have different jobs. They have different positions. And that's fine. The Lord has purpose in all of that. And He puts us in those places. We realize that. But He puts us in those places to fulfill our main calling. That place does not become our main calling. He puts us there so we can fulfill our main calling. That job doesn't become your main calling. God has put you there to fulfill your main calling. That school, same thing. God calls you to move to another neighborhood so you can fulfill your calling in a different place. But we all have the same calling. We that are saved. And that is a call to live for the one who saved our soul. We all have that calling. We perform it in different places. We perform it in different aspects of life. But it's still the same calling. How blessed we are to know what our calling is. People say, well, the Lord called me to preach, and that's a calling. The Lord called me to teach, and that's a calling. No doubt about that, but it never surpasses your main calling, which is to live for Christ. A person can preach and be a long ways from Christ. That's not Christianity. Christianity is Christ. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.